The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent, such as We Mixed It, LLC, or Sounds Awesome, respectively. On that note, welcome to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. We are your true source, the purest light, your companion cast, a warder, if you will, for this journey through all things Wheel of Time. I am Desmond McNeese. I will be your pod mistress, and these are my wolf brothers.
Hi, everybody. It's going to be a little bit quiet while I hopefully get some people to join in, but I wanted to get here as soon as possible to make this real. Just finished season 3, episode 1, extravaganza. I don't know what you want to call it. Justin and I were talking, this was sold as an exclusive thing. And then we kind of realized as we were going into it, there's nothing exclusive about this. They could have an audience of millions if word of mouth was high enough. So hopefully word of mouth was high enough and we got a good solid, audience for this. I think if the audience is big for this, I'll repeat myself when Justin gets here so I can talk to him about it. But if the audience is big enough for this and big enough for Thursday, I think season 4 gets greenlit right away. Like if no one's talking about it and no one showed up for today, and then that doesn't lead to, better word of mouth and a nice solid, 3-episode premiere on Thursday, then, the show might be in as much trouble as we've spent a lot of time talking about on Thank the Light, unfortunately. But I think if Amazon can just let the audience send invites and figure this out themselves and get the numbers up, then the audience is obviously there. And whoever's watching, hello. I'm glad someone's watching. If you just watched the premiere, what did you think of it? Feel free to type on in. What did you think of it? Are you excited? Are you more excited, less excited for all 3 episodes on Thursday? I'm going to grab a few things. Please type in some questions or comments. And this will get going in earnest when Fatty shows up. Like I said, I just wanted to make sure that this was live as soon as possible to get some audience members to join in. Short answer, I'm super excited. A lot of stuff that we talked about, if you guys listened to our prediction episode that just released a couple days ago, there's a lot of stuff that showed up in this episode that we talked about, and a lot of it got hemmed and hawed about whether or not this would even show up this season. And we got enough stuff in episode 1 that I think we're going to see a lot this season. I think, there are some people, some who have been hosts of this show, who probably wouldn't be happy about how it came about and that it came about so early and it came about with not enough setup. But, we got to get moving. We've got to get moving. And I think that, I don't think they made anything up in this episode. Like they definitely got some wires crossed just to make things move a little bit faster and make a little more sense for people who have only watched the show. The Bubbles of Evil obviously was kind of, it'd be easy to say that it was a little rough and a little not set up and didn't happen exactly how it happened in the books. But I think it has it's connected to the show and let me put my headphones on. Fatty just showed up. Hi, Fatty. I've been talking.
What's up?
There we go. Not much.
Making sure my heater's on. It's cold in here.
Cool. I was just making sure my mic was actually on.
Just sitting there talking like I was on that AI thing you did.
Yeah, I've been talking for a couple minutes. I've been live for a couple minutes. Like I said, I just wanted to get the room opened up. And we've got one whole listener. I'm trying to get them to chime in with any questions or comments if they have any.
I like that.
But yeah, well, let's just, whatever I've said, I'll probably repeat myself again in conversation. Maddie, take it away.
Holy shit, dude. I have a big smile on my face. It was really good. I like I said, we can't we're not supposed to talk about it. I don't want to be spoiled.
I think we can. I don't
know. There was a big thing. There was a big thing that said.
No, it said don't record it and don't reproduce it. It didn't say anything about talking about it.
I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil anything if anybody does actually listen, but I'll be vague. But as a book reader, I got some stuff that was super good. I got some stuff that was non-book that I loved as well. There's things that are from the books like later that we start getting right now that I'm cool with.
Yeah.
You know, definitely some changes, but I was trying really hard to think of something I was mad at. And other than, you know, what we saw in the cold open, let us in Atlanta. I didn't see a whole lot I hated. Desmond, you've got to have a fucking boner right now, Mr. Action.
I do. Oh my God. I have such an action boner. And, you know, I was just talking to the audience about, like, you could, if you really want to nitpick, you could be upset that they rushed some stuff. But you also, even if you're the hardest core fan of the books, you know, we're not getting 15 seasons of this, even in the best version.
I feel like best case scenario, 6.
And even with, let's just say before season 1 premiered and everyone was just imagining their wildest dreams, like 8 to 10. And even at that, you got to rush some stuff.
I did see runtime stuff. There's only 2 episodes that are under an hour. The rest are around 68 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's interesting that any are under an hour. I would just think.
Yeah, but they're just like one's 59 minutes, one's 58, I think.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But dude, honestly, one of the things I said, the only thing that I will kind of spoiler talk about a little bit, I think is okay, is that like sneak peek stuff that we've, you know, been seeing for a week or two.
Yeah.
There is one thing I will say. Everybody kind of knows that Egwene's getting her test. I hope we get to see
more.
But
yeah,
it was great anyway. And obviously, you know, Jeremy made Rafe cry the first thing out of the gate. Rafe's crying. I blame Jeremy. You know, I mean, it's like he was mean. You know, he has no idea, you know, what it's like to try to deal with all the Wheel of Time shit. You could see that the true hurt on Rafe's face, though. He's like, he handled it really well, but he was just like, there's a lot of people that hate some stuff.
Yeah. And it was like, there was nothing that we didn't know, but just to really see it all. So everyone out there, if you're listening, they had a making of season 1 and a making of season 2 before they premiered episode 1 of season 3. And it was, you know, all the COVID stuff, I didn't get fucking tell us what happened to Matt. Like, why is this the biggest secret in Hollywood? Why Matt had to leave?
It's got to be some legalities. I mean, like I said, I've seen him on like one acting credit. I just feel like maybe he...
Did he get caught shooting up between scenes? Like, what the fuck happened?
Oh, come on. We all know that wouldn't fucking matter. I mean, Robert Downey Jr., River Phoenix. I mean, go on and on. Like, no one's going to care. No one's going to care about that even now. They go to rehab.
You can work. You can work on coke. You can't work on hair. Like, we got call time.
You know, and I'm not trying to put anything on Barney Harris, like something, and it was nice to see him being jolly with the cast members.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, one of the things I first thought of is like, maybe he was just creepy or did something weird or got freaked out about COVID and like just stressed out, mentally freaked out, whatever, something like that. And they're just trying to respect him. You know, he doesn't want
to talk
about
it. I just feel like after 3 years, someone would be like,
he hasn't even materialized anywhere else. I think he has one thing on IMDb.
You know, I understand like respecting his privacy, but I feel like someone being like, COVID was really hard on him. So he needed to go.
I feel like for everyone to be this quiet about it and it doesn't come out anywhere, it has to be something legal.
Yeah.
That's the only way. There were some non-disclosure agreements signed on both sides and nobody's going to talk about it. You know, it might be something simple like he stole some prop he wasn't supposed to, or, you know, maybe he fingered a trolley. I don't know. Or maybe he just had a rough time.
I'm on the lookout now to find the scenes that aren't him. And when we found out that when they came back, they had to reshoot part of the end of Barney's when they were going in the Waygate.
Yeah.
Like they went to try to shoot the Waygate. They shot as much as they could. Weather got really, really bad. They had to pull out. When they went back for reshoots, Barney was gone. So there's a couple of scenes that are in the back of Barney's head.
There's that same scene is Egwene.
Yeah, just like, different.
That's interesting. Mr. Continuity. I usually catch stuff like that, but done well, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't love myself. I like myself in the dark on this a lot better. at least we coordinated our t-shirt color though.
Well, that's why I got the lights to at least get rid of most of my shadows. Like shadows always, you look fine, by the way.
But shadow's better for my baggy face.
You can tell the sunlight's over here and it's giving you the old Picasso shadow. So of course kept getting distracted as I want to do, trying to watch the cold open the last 2 weeks. And I thought I saw most of it. And you guys kept saying that I think it's a little bit longer. I think they cut out the gore. I think there's about a full minute or two of gore. Was all that blood in the original?
Where?
The cold open.
In the air?
Leandrin's, just all of it. Like the Aes Sedai that got cut in half? Was that?
Yeah, that's in it. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember seeing
all the blood was there for sure. Dude, they just, without getting too specific, they definitely, minus the incest, they definitely kind of hit Game of Thrones status for motherfuckers getting stabbed real quick. Even Lisa said, she's like, woohoo. So violence this year, eh? Okay. It was crazy to see them date, when they're first shooting the one way gate and it's like 2020. I'm like, fuck, that's been 5 years. You got three seasons in 5 years. Like, that's not that bad.
These are basically long movies. So like, if you had a trilogy in 5 years, you'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And 3 8-hour movies trilogy. So that's a lot, I guess. And to just see them like first meeting each other and how young they were and then where they are now. So far it's okay for the storyline for me. They're not looking like aged out or anything. One thing I gotta say is I think you get a couple shots of it. Egwene's like fucking battle leather shit.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. And they showed some clips from her with being the Demani. She should have got like an Emmy for that. So she was really, really good. The physical acting that she did, she was really, really good. I mean, she crushes it. There's just nothing else to say. She's really good.
And I didn't realize, we were talking about how old Rand is. He turned 30 on January 1st. That actor is 30 now.
Yosha.
Like, God. I thought he started in like 21, 22. So I thought he was like mid 20s now. Motherfucker, 24-ish. Just turned 30.
Yeah, 24-ish probably when he got cast. Now he's there. Yikes.
I love him. I didn't, again, like I said, I kept getting distracted. I didn't take in Leandrin's red and black dress in the cold open. That thing is rad.
It's rad. It's really, really good. I saw a lot of things like that. There were just little nods to characters and stuff like that that I thought were really, really fucking cool. I think the channeling all the way through this episode, fucking everything was awesome. I already can tell you there's that last scene. There's gonna be a lot of people that fucking hate that. I thought it was great.
Yeah. But, yeah. That was so they did a good job. I think it's gonna be, I think I'm gonna spend a lot of time this season reminding myself and the listener and you and maybe not you so much, but Jeremy, if he comes on at all. The month, so it's been a month from the end of season 2.
Flaming Dragons.
And they
people are so mad about that too. And it's like, for a TV show, it's a whole lot better than a stinking banner. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. You can get mad about it if you want, but it's way better than a fucking banner.
Yeah. But
and we don't have
to. So I think the interpersonal relationships that took place while they were trapped on a boat for a month are huge in speeding up this season. And it's kind of a bummer. Hopefully we get some flashbacks to it.
Hopefully we'll get callbacks to it. Yeah. Even if it's just a couple of lines here and there, like Matt's like, I've been cooped up on a boat for months. So
yeah. Yeah.
Hello. We're going to go.
So drink. You see people interacting, you see him like talking to the Aiel, like their old friends and stuff like that. And part of you was like, how does he have the balls to do that? But if you were on a boat with these people for a month, you'd get pretty cozy.
Right. Well, and I'm so glad that we got to where we did in the books.
Because I can hear you, by the way. I gotta go.
Okay. I'm so glad that you've gotten to where we got in the books. And like I said, without being spoiler, we got something from the books. We did not get the cock crowing. I did not catch it. I had the subtitles on. But also, no one died. So maybe that's a thing. What else? I'm trying to like keep this without saying, like I said, it was really cool to see the cast dynamics. Rosamund Pike, I think it was the first season that they wrapped it. She kind of said a thank you to the cast and crew in, I think Czech. She's just a class act. I thought that was pretty rad of her. Also, when they show her, when she's looking at her billboard, she's got a haircut. It's like a pretty hardcore, I don't know if it's a bob per se, but it's, you know, definitely like a power businesswoman cut shoulders. And I think that I have to look at closer, but I think that might've been when she was filming this movie called I Care a Lot. And that movie is really good. If you haven't seen it, everybody. I can't remember the premise exactly. Her and her girlfriend, I think, are like kind of like con artists a little bit, but she's also like a medical professional and gets people. It's a hardcore movie, but she's so good in it. She's a very villainous gal.
That's one of those weird movies. Like Kelly and I saw.
Have you seen it?
It's one of those movies where Kelly and I saw the trailer and we're like, oh my God, we have to see this. And now it's 4 years later and we haven't seen it.
It's worth the watch, dude. It's really good. It's one of those ones where you're just like, dude, did I say anything to you about watching the movie The Substance?
No.
Did we talk about that?
I think I was like, I want to watch it. So you were good at being like, just watch it. And I still haven't.
Just watch it. It's gnarly. Demi Moore does a really good job in it. Like I said, it's one of those things. If you could cut it off about 20 minutes earlier and it would land a lot better in my mind. It would be, because it's a really poignant story. It's got a lot of like, you know, real world themes and stuff that you could be like, oh, fuck. And I think it would have stuck a little bit better. It got a little bit kind of a, you know, Army of Darkness at the end.
Yeah.
Which can be fun, but you know, the message that they had, it's like, fuck, this would have been so intensely like, oh my God. I think it would have been something that people actually, you know, water coolered a lot.
Yeah. Justin?
Yeah.
Find comfort in 1,000 ginger ladies.
Wait, what? Was that a line that I missed?
Matt said that in the old tongue. So if you weren't reading the subtitles, you missed it.
Was that before they gave him the
They were in the room. I think it was when it was just the boys sitting around. Yeah, it was when the boys, when they were in the tavern, just hanging out doing
that's one of those things that like I said, without getting into too much, it's one of those things that's like, on one hand, I'm like, you know, the Forsaken's looking for you. She just told you not to run around and you guys are like, hey dragon, sup dragon, I've got the horn. But like, they're so fucking dipshitty about it. It's like everybody around them's like, dude, shut the
It was like a.
No one cares if you grew up with Russell Wilson.
It was like a bad. It was like a bad horror movie. Like, let's stick together. Bye.
I know. I actually have that as one of my notes. Let's not get into it. I'm like, everybody better stick together. I'm leaving.
It's like, okay.
Whatever. Do as I say, not as I do. Like what?
My biggest complaint. And maybe there's a reason in the book. Maybe it's taken straight from the book. And if so, God bless him. It's beautiful. And I'm sorry for not understanding it. The end title song. Did you listen to the song over the credits?
I did not.
It's like I don't know. Like I said, not the more I complain about it, the more I'm like, I bet it's lyrics taken straight. What? From the
just
book.
Give me a.
It's just a really dumb. Like, at least to someone who doesn't know where it's from.
Is it just
like,
music or is it?
It's lyrics.
Actual words?
Okay. Yeah, it's I didn't listen to all the lyrics because I was getting this podcast set up. But it's like it's like someone's like it's like a bad bard song. Like, you know, like if you were hoping for Tom Marilyn to show up and do some singing.
It's not it.
And then this 22-year-old douchebag with a acoustic guitar came anyways and was like, I'll entertain you. And you're like, oh, Jesus, if you say so.
you're in Mexico and some guy realizes that you don't want to buy chicle. And then he's got a guitar with three strings. So he's going to play Eagle songs for you. It's not good, but it's still kind of fun and entertaining. So you're like, okay, buddy, I'll buy you a drink. Let's go. Keep going.
Oh,
is that a bad analogy?
No, that's actually pretty good. I think
I'm horrible at Wheel of Time stuff. I'm pretty
fine. And a dude with three fingers and four strings, I think, is a good analogy.
God, is that what I said? I thought I just said three strings, but okay.
You just said three strings. I took it to the okay. I took it another level.
I like the add-on though. Fucking this is like ad lib, like Khaled. DJ yes. DJ Fatty.
Yes and Fatty. Yes,
yes and. Yes and he also has a limp. He's got half a foot like that old kicker from the Saints.
Oh man.
Dude, you get one of the things in the making of, you get Kate Fleetwood going me like in her actual voice, like, "We the time," and I'm like, "Oh my god, that's your actual voice! You sound like the nicest person on the planet."
Oh yeah, I think I even wrote down.
I was like, her actual voice just threw me for a fuck.
Oh, I thought I actually wrote it down. Like, yeah, don't try to pretend like you're a sweet person, Leanne. You can't.
Yeah,
liar. Let me see if blah blah blah. So I knew they were doing some on. Obviously, I knew they were traveling to do some of these shoots. I didn't realize how much time and effort they were putting into finding unique locations. Like during the making of, you guys, they did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The last episode of season two, where Leandrin and Lan, or not Leandrin, Moraine and Lan.
Oh, are you talking about the tidal flat thing where they made the wake?
Yeah,
stuff? That was.
That is a scene you can only shoot 2 days a month during high tide.
Yep.
It's got to be full moon, high tide, and that's it. And you've got a couple hours.
I like Lan's little fucking mouth off, like, "This ain't CGI. We're actually here.
We're actually yeah." That's pretty cool. And like that's what made the like the Waygate shoot so tough, because they're like, yeah, we could have found a hill and then just CGI'd mountains in behind it, but we didn't want to do that. We wanted it to all be in camera. And like, I just, it's so rare these days. It's so, I mean, look at all the Disney stuff. The reason why Disney can make 10 shows at once is because they're filming in a dome. They're literally in a dome. And they have TV screens all over the dome that they can put whatever the fuck they want on. And they never have to plan shoots or think about shoots or travel to shoots, which it's great. The Star Wars shows are great. But that's another reason why this show takes 18 months to produce.
Yeah, because you got to go to these actual places. Like the kind of like the stuff in Morocco is so cool, especially when you get to see it, is because it's like literally a place that they found that's like an oasis in this desert. And it's got a small amount of vegetation, you know, a couple of acres. And they're setting up a set in there. And I mean, I'm sure they probably added some stuff to it. Maybe that's just a complete fake oasis. But the setup of it is so cool. I thought it was pretty rad. And then I think, like, you know, the settings of them showing out, like how the Waygates have good backdrops and everything, I think there's nothing wrong with how the show is shot. That's for sure.
Not at all. Before I forget, the best, I'm going to recreate it for you in case you missed it. The best scene of the whole day is Lan, the actor Lan, giving an interview. And he's just sitting there talking. And you're kind of like, why are they shooting this? Like, of all the things that people have said. And then he just goes, "Warder." After he kills a bug.
I did not see that. That's beautiful.
Oh my god, it was, I love so it. Great.
Oh, that's so good.
Warder.
I'm gonna do that. That's so good. Oh man, it's so good.
And the one thing I want, if anyone is listening to this from the TV show, I won't say anything until after the show is over, but if I can get a Wheel of Time stunt team shirt, I will pay top dollar for it. Right now.
You should put that on Twitter of time. I bet you could score a couple. I'm in on that shit too.
Yeah.
It seems like, and I know it's not, but it seems like they try to keep the actors in most of the, you know, realistically wise, like those kind of what they can do. So.
And they're probably going to get better. I assume they're spending some off season, like, you know, training, like not like, you know, they, you know, not hardcore, but just even just learning how to take a fall and pretend to get punched and like, just, you know, that's only going to get better.
Oh, I'm still friends with Guy Roberts. He texted us.
Shut up.
Yeah, I just was like, "Hey, dude, you're gonna be in season 3," and he was just like, "Wayfo, bro."
Oh, yeah.
Like, out of nowhere, like I texted it like a month ago, and then it was just like popped up. I'm like, "Who texted?" Oh shit! What's up, Uno?
God. Oh, thanks, Guy.
You gotta love how even it's so a nothing thing, and it takes 2 seconds, but he still took those 2 seconds just to be, you know, that makes me hype for the show. It's just, yeah. I love that kind of shit. I know it's dumb, but And as I'm not really like a star person, it's not because he's famous. It's because he's in the show that I love.
Yeah.
And the fact
that he plays a cool ass character too.
Well, and he was so into playing a cool ass character. Like, you know, of course every actor is into their craft and people who love their jobs, but like, dude, I mean, like I will never not be Uno headcanon for me ever. Not, and you know what? Same goes for Donald Finn. Even kind of before this episode, just watching some of the stills in the behind the scenes or whatever, him with grinning, you know, and just a couple of things. I'm like, he's got, you know, Barney was great, but like Barney, it was almost kind of good. Like the Barney was mopey, bitchy Matt, and then they got to cool Matt, just like the books. Yeah. So like if you were going to have one character do it, that's the one. So, you know, that's, and I think, like I said, he's just got that kind of like, if you think she's
he's
up
got, well,
like,
he would have delivered that line to. He's got high eyes. Like no offense to the actor, but some guys just their lids just hang a little lower, and so there's something behind those eyelids. You're like, what?
Yeah, he's a fucking. This guy's a troublemaker, troublemaker, 100%.
Yeah.
We get a lot of stuff though in that first episode that, you know, it's not just Easter egg. It is story canon and worthy, and you know, they don't spend a ton of time on it, but you know, I think it nails it. Yeah, I think it nails it, man. I said, see if there's anything. I've said before, Varen's hair at the beginning of the season, how the white and black swirl, that is like the ancient symbol of the Aes Sedai. Yeah. That's one thing that really, really cool. You know, you get just a few, you know, that Red Sister standing tall and she just kills homegirl's warders from the cold open. And like, and her reaction is just disturbing as hell. Cause you know, it's, you see Alana's reaction to her warder.
Yeah.
Dying.
Yeah.
Not great. And then you see
homegirl. And the other warder too. Even the other warders, like.
Yeah. Even the other warder. Exactly. Is gone. You know, you see, even her kind of cohort in the Black Aja is kind of like, what the fuck, you know? So that, you know, obviously she's like practically orgasmic at them dying and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so many things about the cold open itself are really good. You know, how, and we've seen this, so I don't feel bad like I'm spoiling it. You know, Leandrin says, well, you know, you met with a man that could channel. Every single word that Leandrin says is a true fact.
Yep.
Suan never denies it. She says, if that were true, then they could do all of these things to me. But here's Nynaeve, fuck you. Eat shit, bitch. And then her reaction just, well, I tried.
Yeah.
Did you? Not that hard. But and then some of the looks that are going between they definitely, those were those were cut down in they just all of those little looks that the sisters shared in the actual show, as opposed to the cold open. I think they shortened them by just a millisecond because there was a lot of them that were just a little bit more like lingering. Like, is this about to go down? Is this about to go down? And they're like, we better be ready.
Were there any Ajahs not part of the Blacks? Like, there was one sister from every Aja that came to Leandrin's defense, right? Did you notice any missing?
No, there was a yellow, there was a white, there was a blue, and a gray. But there's more Ajas than that. And the reds were not allowed in. That was one of the things I know. Wow. It's a shrewd move to not. But it's also kind of a stupid move. You're assuming, you're basically going to accuse Leandrin of Black Aja. And I guess, logically, you're thinking that she's going to have more backup in her own Aja.
Yeah.
Than, you know, like she's going to have friends within the Aja. Not realizing that they're spread throughout all of the Ajas. I guess that's a shrewd move, but also kind of a mistake. Because look who comes to the defense the fastest. The reds were there. You know what I mean? Yeah. The other reds were there. And I think Leandrin was the only red sister. I think. But I'm not sure.
Yeah. We'll watch it. But, we'll watch it. Oh, and by the way, everyone, I'm not afraid to say it. I pirated this. I'm not going to sell it. I'm not going to mail it to anyone. I'm not going to put it online. I just did it. Mostly I did it in case I got interrupted. Like, I really wanted to do it.
I know, because there was a couple times I wanted to pause it because.
Yeah,
you know, totally. And I'm just like, dude.
I did manage to get through it, which takes me to my final conclusion. I got to get out of here because this.
Okay, that's fine.
Just like you had to surprise your whole family. Oh, by the way, I'm going to fuck off for 3 hours on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you to our families.
I'm
going to
build my greenhouse and germinate some seeds, awesome. You know, vegetables and flowers, if you will.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, this was awesome.
Saturday, bro.
I'm so glad we got to watch this. I'm so glad we got to talk about it. Everyone out there, we will be here Thursday night, 8 o'clock, to talk about this more in depth. It's going to be a little, we're not going to talk as much as we would like because it's three fucking episodes. But we're going to get through this season, and then we're going to do rewatches and commentaries. And like, please, please, please join us here Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time to talk about the Wheel of Time.
Definitely. I feel like we can run through the first episode pretty quickly on Thursday because, you know, we've already talked about, I mean, dude, the cold open felt like a fucking whole ass fucking episode. By the time it was over, I'm like, Jesus, that's just the fucking cold open still. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah. On Thursday night, we're going to just talk about all three. We're not going to split it up. Like, we're going to talk about episode one for 20 minutes.
I just mean, we'll kind of go in, we'll kind of go do it in order, but I think that'll be a shorter portion of the program. I think the other two new stuff that we just watched will be like, holy shit. Yeah. Cause I don't have a ton of shit. I just, you know, we talked about some of it, but I have like a quarter of a page.
We're going to have a ton because we could. We could talk about this episode for the next 3 weeks if we want to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, I can't, I want to sleep on it and see and watch it again because, you know, right now, am I just hyped because The Longing is over? And, you know, I thought it was really awesome.
It was so, if you can get over the fact that it's not being fed to you exactly like the books, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think, you know, and this is a TV show that actually really makes sense, and you're starting to get small little pieces of lore that are enough to make people go okay or look into it more if you want to, which is great, you know. So
good. Yeah. Put your dagger in your horn box. We'll see you Thursday night.
May you always find water and shade, pod mistress. Peace, favor your sword. See you guys.
Have a great day. Love you, Fatty.
Love you, brother.
Thank you for listening to Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast. Do yourself a favor. Tune in live on YouTube at What Sounds Awesome. Thursday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And check us out in real time. Get your questions and comments read on air, or just be the first to hear us. If you can't be here live, please send your questions and comments to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Until then, put your dagger in the horn box. Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
And this is where the hilarious outtake would appear.